My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at the Taj Mahooters in Buford. Mike Bell, it feels like home.
Yes, man. Year 3 for the Dukes and Bell residency. We're going to be here about 17 days the next 2 months. So join the party, pal. We got ice cold Dukes Bell Hey Man Ale. It just got delivered. It's on tap. If you have never had our beer, we encourage you guys to sample it, of course, and sample the goodness and the new menu items at Hooters, including cheese curds.
Oh, I love cheese curds. I love cheese curds. You know, we always get the cheese curds when we go over to Murph's.
That's right.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Later on, we're going to take Chris. We're going to lay him on the ground. We're going to take his shirt off, and we're going to throw cheese curds into his belly button, and we're going to play like it'll be like horseshoes. I think it'll be kind of fun.
Guys, today the Falcons reported to training camp. If you are not excited about what the possibilities are for this season, I don't know what to tell you. I just had a great conversation at the bar with Robert. Robert was here the last few years, Mike. That man right there, he's a good man.
He's been unemployed now for 3 years, but we love him.
And Robert said, look, I'm so excited about what you guys have been talking about. You know, how can you not be? And the thing is, listen, there's already, you know, I got to tell you, there's already some controversy going on, okay? We're gonna tell you what this controversy is.
Yeah.
But the fact that guys showed up, I saw Bijan walking in today, and this is all the right. Guys, they're getting set up. Tomorrow's the first official day. Mike and I will be there at camp. We'll have our interviews. We'll be back here for the show. But, Mike, seeing everybody walk in – just got me amped up. I mean, I know there are no games played and we haven't won jack yet,
right,
but it's just the idea, like, it's coming.
Yeah, man, look, we've been struggling the last 2 years. Everybody knows what's wrong with this team. We have no quarterback. So much so that the organization decided we're going to have two quarterbacks and we'll never, ever have to worry about quarterback again. Now, the rest of the country thinks it's ridiculous. Falcon fans think it's okay because we have been terrible offensively the last 2 years.
That's right.
But this is the year I think everything comes together. All those guys that you drafted that a lot of folks, let's be honest, Carl, at our draft parties, sometimes went, because it wasn't a consensus, Kyle Pitts, wasn't a consensus for Drake London. I think you helped to build the consensus because how good Bijan Robinson is. We just didn't maximize his talent last year.
We didn't maximize
it. But this is the year, this is the season where because of Kirk Cousins, you're going to get all these guys in the game the way they should and put the numbers up they should be doing anyway.
Yeah, and that part of it I'm excited about. I'm also excited, to be honest with you guys, before we tell you about this controversy, is Raheem Morris. Guys, he's setting the tone for this team and what the foundation is going to be. Every coach is different. Arthur Smith came in here. Listen, Arthur Smith, it wasn't as if he didn't do this. Mike and I tell you guys this all the time. Guys like Arthur Smith, but he didn't have the necessary tools to win as much as he should have. I think for a guy like Raheem Morris, who's getting a second opportunity to be a head coach, Mike, he brings cachet. He's got a Super Bowl ring recently.
Right.
This isn't 20 years ago.
No.
They just won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and he's the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. And you're going, okay, I know Rob, but what has he learned since he left here?
Right.
How much better is he going to be this second time around?
And again, a guy that it was not his team. You know, Dan Quinn had a lot of things in place, including an offensive coordinator that was a hot mess. If you remember back to Dirk Cutter, you talked a lot about it that season. Hey, little Cam just walked in. Guys, little Cam Newton's here with little Cam. Hanging out. This is what, our regulars are already here. Look at this.
I would be ashamed to wear a Carolina Panthers shirt at this point or any point. I mean, I can't even believe.
Did you see?
They don't even have a quarterback right now.
Did you see the video of the quarterback showing up for practice and he had a knapsack and he fell over? Like, you didn't see this? Bryce, he had a knapsack and he fell over and he was literally stuck and he couldn't get up. It was so sad.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man. I'm glad you came back out. One of our regulars, he is a Carolina Panthers fan, but he supports this show. And for that, we allow him to be here. Go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
I just feel there's a lot of issues we've got with the past of this team. Raheem Morris coached a team that was not his squad. That was Dan Quinn's team and all the things that unfortunately went south that Dan Quinn was the steward of. Raheem Morris has a different vision. We know we didn't get a fair shakedown in Tampa. I know at first a lot of folks were still enamored with Belichick. It seemed like it was a retread hire with Raheem. And then you hear Raheem speak. You hear how the guys are energized. And like we said earlier, to be at practice earlier this year, those mini camps, Raheem's walking around with the look on his face like he knows something no one else knows.
It's true.
And I like that feeling.
It's true. It's true.
I like it.
He's smiling. He's like, y'all just wait.
Yes.
That's the kind of feeling you get. 404-726-0929. We are live at Hooters. Come on through. We are in Buford, guys, and we'll be here not only today but tomorrow and Friday as well. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season. Head to themancavestore.com. All right. There is a controversy that has already started with the Falcons.
It's just day one. They haven't even put on the helmets or the pads, and already Atlanta media creating a major controversy.
Mike, we saw Kirk Cousins walk into the facility today, and apparently some media had an issue with the fact that his foot was not shown in the video in which he walks into the building.
Cousins is clearly walking with a normal gait, so it's not like one of his feet has a boot on. So most people could have ascertained that he's perfectly ambulatory as he walks into the building.
He's normal.
Except for the Atlanta Journal and Constitution's D. Orlando Ledbetter.
Hey, guys.
Who immediately said, show his foot. So then somebody went back, subsequently found more video, and then you can actually see Kirk Cousins wearing loafers, maybe Skechers. Thank you, D. But walking into the facility under his own power with two normally functioning feet. And I hate to start the show and be up here at Hooters for the summer of Hooters with this, but something that Carl and I have known, a lot of people in Atlanta media have known for years, D. Led is a foot freak.
Foot fetish.
A super foot freak. And now everybody knows a formerly well-kept secret amongst Atlanta media. We know that back in the day when he was going through college, D. Led worked at Tom McCann just to check out chicks' arches. It's true. I love measuring feet. I love bunions. Some people repulsed by bunions. I like a bunion on a girl. Please, D. So D's foot fetish now comes to light as he's looking and looking for a foot
expert.
Shot. He's looking for a foot shot of Cousins.
He wanted a foot shot of our quarterback walking into the facility and literally put it out there on social media. I need to see his feet. I don't know if I would have said that. I just don't. But with that said, already people are like, what's wrong with his foot? Nothing
is wrong. The guy, nothing. Now, we've told you guys, we may – now, this might be a harbinger that you may actually see Kirk Cousins in the preseason games on TV. He may just practice against Baltimore and Miami, wherever we have our joint practices. Miami's the first one up for us. But you may not get to see him on television. The controversy we're going to see is, if you don't see him, and Michael Penix Jr. looks good out there, then people are just getting fired up about seeing Penix, so they hadn't seen Cousins. But we're not there yet.
No,
just let it play out.
No, we're not. You guys can hit us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Lots of guys hanging out here at the bar. Mike, you talk about not having jobs or whatever the circumstances are.
Independently wealthy.
But they are here.
No, these guys are independently wealthy.
Is that what it is?
These are contractors. These are guys who own their own business. Right, guys? Exactly. So if you're one of those guys, you're damn right I do. I'm an independent contractor, man. Make my own hours,
just
man.
Just don't say my name because my wife is listening.
Right on. If I want to have a martini and hang out, look at some chicks, I can do that.
Don't say nothing. My girlfriend thinks I'm somewhere else right now.
Right on.
All right. We got a lot to get
to. And by the way, be the king of your house, man. You tell her what's what. Listen, woman, I'm going to Hooters. Might be there all day. You rattle those pots and pans.
Good luck with that.
Just don't press send on that.
Good luck with it. That's one of those texts that you go, I'm not sending that. Don't press send. Hey, we will talk about our Braves. They got a doubleheader, guys. They got rained out last night, postponed. So they're playing as we speak, and they'll be playing a little bit later on. Chris Sale got pushed back. He's going to start tonight, Mike. But we'll tell you the latest. I was curious to see what came out of this team meeting yesterday. Obviously, nothing came out of it.
Said to you yesterday, you're only as good as the next day's starting pitcher, and that happened to be Allen Winans, the star-crossed career of Allen Winans, who was drafted by the Mets and got stuck in the minors, has had multiple injuries. I mean, how many surgeries? Seven earned runs. Probably seven surgeries over his career, but his ERA continues to balloon. He gave up a bunch of earned runs against the Mets back in April, and because Max Fried has got that discomfort in his arm, this is the kind of stuff we have to roll up. We've got, you know, we're a franchise that's known for its pitching, and now we literally can't find three swinging down the street here in Gwinnett who can pitch and not give up five runs.
Well, this one's not over, but it doesn't look good, and we'll see what Chris Sale does. I said this to you yesterday. We were in a break. Just briefly about the Braves, and we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons. Mike McCarthy's going to join us. No, not that Mike McCarthy.
I could come on and talk about hoagies.
He is he's trying to get CeeDee Lamb and Dak signed right now. We're talking about a senior reporter at Front Office Sports. All these media rights deals that we've been talking about, this is a guy that covers all this stuff, how it impacts the league, negotiations, contracts. So we're going to talk to him coming up in about 30 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that from Front Office Sports. But you know, I said this to you in the break yesterday where I was like, we're going to get into a situation where in the playoffs, we're going to be hoping for complete game shutouts from Sale and Ronaldo Lopez, because the way this offense is operated, if you feel like that's the only way you're going to be able to win.
You know, I saw a lot of stuff on social media yesterday. Game, of course, rained out, so a split doubleheader today. And it just, you just feel that, you know, maybe this is a year where you can't find that magic touch to add too many guys and bring them in. Because Matt Olson's not hitting. The year in 2021, the core guys were performing. Austin Riley had come into his own as a starter on this team. You had Freddie Freeman at first base in 21. You got Matt Olson, who can't hit his weight right now. You've got guys that are just so inconsistent. Arcia can't hit. Yeah. The injuries in the outfield. It's just, guys, at some point, I'm not throwing up the white flag, but unless Alex can really carve, maybe thread three needles at the trade deadline, I don't know how you bring some instant help in here.
Yeah, I don't think so. And not that he can't, I just don't think they will. I think it's going to be too cost prohibitive to do any of that stuff when you start talking about adding that kind
of talent.
You're
still the number one wild card, but it just don't feel right.
Doesn't feel right. It just doesn't. All right, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Braves. Let me tell you something else that people are talking about today. And whether you think he's going to be good or not, Kirk Cousins, Mike, shows up today in a throwback Steve Smith jersey. Now, here's the deal. We want guys to embrace our community, embrace Atlanta, embrace what's going on. You can tell me all about it, but I got to tell you, these last two guys that we had, they didn't do any of that. And Kirk Cousins has been doing that since he signed.
Right.
He's been showing up at Braves games.
Right.
He's been trying to say, hey, I'm a part of this community. My mother and father-in-law live here. And the day he shows up in that throwback jersey and people are like, that's what's up.
Right on. All right, guys committed to the town.
We're coming back. Chris Lindstrom spoke today to the media. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about the culture, how excited he is, and what this run scheme and run game is going to look like. You'll hear it coming up next as we're live at Hooters. In Buford.
And the game.
It's Dukes and Bell of Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let's be clear. Atlanta, his foot is fine. He's walking perfectly fine.
He had matching shoes. One shoe was not like a size 15 and one was a size 12. Okay, he had matching shoes. Kirk Cousins looked like they were Skechers, Carl, as he made his way into the facility. The same shoes you see Howie Long pimp on TV.
And the reason why we're saying this is because there's already apparently a controversy.
Well, no, D-Ledge is one. I want to see his feet.
Yes, but when D-Ledge says that, one of the most respected reporters in America.
Thank you, Carl.
Then it already leads to what's wrong with his foot. Nothing.
No, he wanted to see it again. As I said to Carl to start the show, most people, with all due respect to D, would have perceived he was walking normally because, again, it wasn't like he was dragging a foot like Chester on Gunsmoke or something. You know, Marshall Dillon. No, he's fine.
He's fine.
But then eventually someone did post a photo where you see both feet moving in unison, all, as most of us call, walking.
All right, more on Kirk Cousins making his way and reporting the camp. All the guys are here. We're going to hear from Chris Lindstrom in just a second, but we have to say this because we've been there. There are times when you support a team and you become delusional, where you believe that that team is going to turn into something better than what it actually is. And that comes from one of our Carolina Panthers fans that's a loyal Dukes and Listener fan.
Lil Cam.
Who just walked over here and basically said that they were going to win 10 games.
When? Next 2 years? 2 years?
10 games.
By the way. Hey, by the way, Carl, who is in charge? Who is in charge of child services up here in Gwinnett? Because we need to take this kid. Your kid's got to come. We got to put your kid in protective services. The Falcons are ready to. You're primed. The Falcons are primed. You think 10 games? First off, your father's delusional. I don't think that's a safe household. We got to worry about that kid's safety, Carl. This man said 10 games.
He said 10 games. Come on.
Falcons are poised. Look, come on. I know you got a connection to Carolina. Come on board for the big win. Bryce Young looks like he's 12. I mean, for crying out loud.
Well,
I mean,
you know, he had the audacity, too, to try to take a shot at Kirk Cousins. And I said, well, at least our quarterback doesn't have to jump up to throw the ball over the line of scrimmage.
That's true.
So, listen.
Doesn't need a high chair when he goes to Hooters.
Correct. And he can order an alcoholic beverage. There are a lot of things going on with Carolina. Let me say this right now. Quote me on it. They're not going to be any good, okay? Mm. They're in rebuild mode. New coach Dave Canales, new system. Yes, they have new personnel. They don't have the hosses to play with the Falcons or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. Just telling you. And you're looking that way and you're saying, well, we beat y'all last year. You know why they beat us, Mike?
We had a terrible quarterback.
That's exactly right.
One thing that he had to do and he couldn't do, he did.
He did.
Throw the ball in the red zone.
He did. Don't throw a pick in the red zone, Ritter. And what did he do?
He threw a pick. You lost Brian Burns. He got up to the Giants. Now, I know you swapped some picks for him. You did bring in Jadeveon Clowney. We'll see what he can do. He had a great last year with the Ravens.
Last. Just understand that's where you're going to be.
The two dudes on the red. Now, I will give him respect. The two Panthers, I think most Falcon fans have seen do some good things. Shaq Thompson and certainly Derrick Brown. Derrick Brown has been basically living in our backfield the last 3 years.
Yeah, he has.
But that's about it. The question is, what are you going to do on the other side?
Mike, they couldn't score last year. They don't have anybody that scares anybody offensively.
Exactly.
I just want to spend like 2 minutes on this to let you know we love you being here, but you guys are going to suck. Okay? Right. That's where this is.
Right. All right. I mean, it's Thielen, and he's just a white guy. He's no longer in the old days. We go like Thielen and Diggs.
No, Thielen's old now.
Right.
You know, come on.
Right on.
404-726-0929. And by the way, Saints, don't even get me started on Saints.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on Saints.
You can't even get the Saints fan. Like, we have like some good friends down in New Orleans, and you can't even get them fired up over the Saints. The Saints, my boy Trustee, I mean, literally, when we were walking out of Mercedes-Benz last year after we obviously got completely destroyed, there were Saints fans that were upset because it meant the coach was going to get to stick around for another year.
Dennis, nobody
is excited down in New Orleans about what they're rolling out right now, post-Breeze.
No doubt. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Where are we at, guys? We're going to be here today, tomorrow, and Friday in the next week. We'll tell you more about that. And we are at Hooters in Buford. It is literally Mall of Georgia right here. If you've never been to this Hooters. We've talked about it. We say Taj Mahal because they've got all the windows.
It's Mike. A big, beautiful Hooters with a big high ceilings, and it's glass ceiling to floor. It's just a really big. Now, again, I think they're going to be breaking out more of these Hooters like this around the country.
I agree.
But this one is certainly the gold standard. That's why we call it the Taj Mahal Hooters.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Mike McCarthy. No. Not that Mike McCarthy.
You're going to finish that sandwich?
Senior reporter at Front Office Sports.
Right.
The other McCarthy's worried about whether he's going to sign his quarterback and et cetera. But we're going to talk to him about all these media rights deals and what's going on. Listen, and speaking of this, Mike, all these wide receivers we're seeing not show up to camp or hold in.
Right.
All this stuff going on around the NFL, and you said this, as the salary cap continues to go up and how that may affect pay with not just quarterbacks, but if you're telling me now that your number one wide receiver is going to be $45 million guy on any given team.
Right. Well, I mean, do you feel that everybody else – I don't think everyone looks at the Dolphins and says that's a sustainable model where, Jalen Waddle gets a huge deal and Tariq Hill's already doing the Julio Jones thing, demanding more money, putting some not-so-subtle hints out there he wants to raise. The biggest situation for the Bengals is how do you manage your window? How do you, firstly, that's what killed them last year with Joe Burrow with the injuries. That's an offensive juggernaut without a quarterback because, you got T. Higgins, you talked about Chase, you got all the weapons, but you don't have a reliable quarterback. They got to keep him healthy, but they got to find that balance. Maybe one's got to go. Same thing happens with Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go. In Dallas, you're going to have to pay Dak a fortune, but who's he going to throw to, right? Unless you can't get CeeDee Lamb under contract.
Well, and for me, it's level of importance, right? I mean, say what you will, Micah Parsons has been all first team, all pro three straight years. You're not paying him. But you're going to pay CeeDee Lamb. I get it. He had a career year last year. I mean, there are priorities that you say, can we win without this guy and what a difference maker he is? Those are Cowboy issues. I'm just simply saying all of that stuff is playing out around the league. All right, let's hear from Chris Lindstrom, guys, because whether you think he's one of the best guards in the league, he's paid like it, Mike, and I do think he is. I think he's one of the best offensive linemen in the league. And he was asked today about the culture coming into a new season, new coach, new offensive coordinator. Here's Chris Lindstrom.
I think, one, it's just exciting to see everybody come back, and then just now with Raheem ready to go, and super fortunate again that we have all of our guys in our room, and I think that's a unique thing. The culture here is really fantastic, and that's one of the best parts. There's so many people pulling in the same direction. There's energy in the building. I don't know if you guys feel it as well. I mean, it's the first day. We're 2 hours into it.
Look, we should have won the division the last 2 years. You just needed basic quarterback play.
That's it.
I mean, whatever your low end, maybe Derek Carr, for instance. If you had Derek Carr here the last 2 years, this team's in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
I would agree.
But that's all you need. So now we got a guy who's consistently top five. Now, we all know he does not win playoff games, but hopefully that's going to change here, just like Matthew Stafford didn't win playoff games in Detroit before he went to L.A.
Yeah, a lot goes into that, man. I mean, I've had that argument already pretty much all summer long with people around the country, and especially Minnesota Vikings fans. Mike, on the national show, that's all I get. Well, you can have him because he doesn't win playoff games. There's so many factors that go into whether a guy wins a playoff game. And you said this. It's the irony that Matthew Stafford goes to the Rams. What did he do differently there that he didn't try to do in Detroit?
Nothing.
Like, he didn't change how he played the position. He just had better coaching, better play calling, better players around him.
Right.
Put better coaching, better play calling around Kirk Cousins, and let's see what happens.
Now, Minnesota, we talked about this. They let the Giants beat them 2 years ago. I mean, I wouldn't put that one on Kirk Cousins. I'd put that on your defense. Now, this is, though, the one thing he's got to break, and other quarterbacks have gone through this, is he can't win the big one, and he knows it. You don't think he's not acutely aware that that's his rep? And he thought he was coming here to Atlanta with a bunch of skill sets, a bunch of studs. We got more weapons. As good as it is up in Minnesota, we got more weapons than they have up there.
Yeah.
I know Jefferson is probably the best wide receiver, but we've got everything.
Well,
tight ends, running backs, multiple wide receivers.
They didn't run the ball well last year, and Mike, they had, this is incredible, they had 35 turnovers basically that led to losses. They had one score losses. They were like 2-9 in those games where they had a situation where they could have won, but they turned the ball over. They didn't take care of it. I'm just saying, and Cousins wasn't playing. That wasn't Cousins. So I'm not blaming that on him. Either way, I just feel really good about what Chris Lindstrom is saying about the culture. It's Dukes and Bell of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear Chris talk about the run scheme. Because everybody's curious, are we trying to run the football like we did last year? What changes this season?
There's always differences, and there's different nuance differences, but, the kind of identity aspect hasn't changed. In that part, the core of it really hasn't changed, but there's always different nuances and different changes. And there is some new things, But I think as a group, is, you know, anytime Coach Ledford, you guys interview him, it's speed off the ball, toughness finish. And so that's never going to change.
There you go. Speed off the ball. We're really good at running the football.
The old line coach is still here, by the
way. And we just wonder sometimes about, and you know, maybe we're too close to it when we're banging on McGarry.
You're too close to it.
I don't know. Maybe McGarry's not as bad as I think he is. I don't know. It just seems like when you go up against elite edge rush, it seems like he's on roller skates. That's been my experience watching. I do watch the offensive line. So I know on the left side, we love Bergeron. Jake is solid, if not spectacular. And they seem to like Dahlman. And we know Lindstrom is gold.
Yeah. I think we got a really good offensive line. Is it the best in the league? No, but it was considered to be top five if you the folks at PFF, and they keep up all these metrics. I said this to you guys last year. We got to stop complaining about the offensive line. They've drafted. They've invested in it. It's good. It wasn't the offensive line that didn't win games for us last year. We ran the football effectively. It's what we didn't do, which was, Mike, convert third downs and score in the red zone and not fumble at the goal line and those were the things that
calling
came back.
Jerky plays. I mean, that's the
right
thing. You know, we talked about Arthur Smith. Sometimes he just overthought it. You know, sometimes it's you know, he's taking the wrong tool out of the toolbox, you know, when you're inside that 20-yard line. That's what we think this year. I'll tell you what, man. If Zach Robinson can get us in the red zone and get us touchdowns, I mean, the problem could be one and done with all the weapons. And with Kirk Cousins delivering, we might have a great offensive coordinator. We're going to be looking to replace him after this year, if all goes well.
You're right. I mean, because he could become the Ben Johnson of this season. I mean, the deal with Ben Johnson is he went back to Detroit because he said he loved where he was at. But Ben Johnson could have been head coach in three different places.
Right.
And, you know, 2 years ago, most people didn't know who he was, to your point about Zach.
But that Sean McVay coaching tree is something everybody wants to tap into. And I think Zach's in a place to succeed. Again, the offensive line we just covered. Now we're just curious to see. And we'll get into it. We got all summer to talk about it. We've been yapping about it all offseason is the defense. Can't wait to see what these guys we've drafted in the second and third round are going to do. Are we going to get the quarterback on the ground?
Falcons camp opens tomorrow. Players arrive today. We'll tell you more about that along the way. But when we come back, Mike McCarthy, senior reporter at Front Office Sports, is going to join us. NBA media rights. We've been spending a lot of time about it.
Is Turner in or out?
We're going to find out. Apparently, they had the opportunity to match. They did, but Amazon came back and said, we're going to fill in the blanks with Mike McCarthy on that and a lot more. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Hooters. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Hooters in Buford. Taj Mahooters, guys, and we're going to be up here today, tomorrow, and Friday hanging out. Obviously, around the National Football League, as many of you know, football's back. Camps officially have opened for some teams. Tomorrow, ours officially opens. Today, the Falcons did report, which means, basically, for those of you who are wondering, guys show up, they get the physicals, they do all the check-in stuff that you would do, and then tomorrow, it's on. And so, you know, they will have X amount of practices, Mike, where they will go live. But remember, under the new CBA, and this is why they have all these OTAs and mini camps and stuff, used to be two-a-days, and practice lasted damn near all day long. In the old days, that's not the case now. So you've got to take advantage of the lead-in and the lead-up to camp to get everything in place, Mike. But now you are truly getting ready for the season. And so a lot of the stuff that you installed, a lot of stuff that you were going over plays and talking to guys about schematically what you wanted to do, now we're really getting ready for the season. And guys have to come back. And this is the thing about camp. We were talking about it the other day when you were out. Mentally, you got to be checked in because you don't get all that physical stuff that you used to get.
No, man. I know people always kind of laugh when you say mental reps. What's a mental rep? No, because you just don't get to hit. That's why guys can't tackle anymore. That's why tackling is so bad in college, and it's just the same here in the pros. You know, I heard Randy Mack talking about it earlier today with steak on the handoff at the steakhouse. And, you know, you and I are of a certain age covering teams with two-a-days. I remember being up here at Swanee, the old Falcons camp.
Real
in the old days, real two-a-days. I mean, just guys getting after it. Now it kind of seems a little soft compared to what it was back then for NFL veterans. But these guys have got to do the film work, the study, and for the rookies especially to grasp what these guys are asking to do. Remember last year with Bijan? The word we got on and off the record was they maybe overloaded Bijan. Well, this is why it's important for him to sponge up everything. With this new offense, they are keeping some of the same languages, not to reinvent the wheel, which I thought was pretty smart.
Correct. All right. With that said, one of the things that we've been talking about is whether or not A.J. Terrell gets a new deal. And according to sources, they are in those discussions. They're ongoing. Mm-hmm. The Falcons are determined to retain him moving forward beyond this season. Obviously, he's under contract. But that was something, Mike, we said, is this going to happen before camp? Is it going to happen while camp's going on? Mm. I still feel like we could be up here, you know, one day next week, and all of a sudden a new contract gets dropped and he gets, you know, what's deserving. Now, whatever that is going to be, we can't tell you the number. Guys keep hitting us up. Well, what's that mean? I don't think we talk about resetting the cornerback market. But I do think A.J. Terrell, just from a cover corner, respect level around the league, how he's handled his business, he's done a lot of things right. The one thing that he hasn't done, and we've talked about it, is getting enough interceptions.
Right. Now, some of this was a few years ago. No one threw at him because there was no reason to throw at him because we had guys that were like, you know, 1 year, you know, let's be honest, 1 year contracts or these are practice squad guys. And so, and then he, when he did get sort of, you know, an upgrade opposite him, then all of a sudden you said, well, you got to go up against the best wide receivers and I need you to be the best corner. Jaire Alexander with the Packers is averaging 21 million a year. Denzel Ward with the Browns.
He's great, by the way.
He's averaging 20.1. Jalen Ramsey, now with the Dolphins, he's averaging 20. Marlon Humphrey is 19.5, and Marshawn Lattimore is still, he's still making 19.4 on that contract they gave him. So that, so where does, I guess he falls somewhere in there.
He does.
It's going to be a new contract, but lower.
Yeah.
I think most Falcon fans would say he's worth 17.5.
Okay. And that's per annual average.
How many guys are going to, but how does his representation feel about that?
And you know, listen, you can tell me that the number's going to fall in somewhere between where the guys you just mentioned, but I also think the overall number of guaranteed money is going to matter to A.J. Terrell. If you tell me he gets a four-year deal and the guaranteed money, Mike, is more than most of those guys, but his per-year average is less, it all equals out, right? It's how you look at these contracts and how they are actually structured. Everybody says, oh, he's getting $25 million. Okay, yeah, annual average. But what did he get up front? Did he get $80 million up front?
How about this? Tyson Campbell is now the seventh highest paid corner. He just got a contract extension worth 76.5 that averages out to $19
million. And see, that's, I think, between 70 and 80. I don't know where. That's where I think A.J. Terrell is. I don't think A.J. Terrell is 80 to 90. I think he's a 70, he's an $80 million guy over four and a half year period.
You just like, and
that's where I think he is.
I know, you know, local kid, high school kid, you know, but it just, it's difficult. How else do you judge a corner other than by picks? That's the measuring stick.
Jalen Ramsey, right? His reputation, Mike, he built that on bravado, right? Now, he was making plays, but then he got traded. And everybody said, well, why are you trading the best corner? Because the Rams had to cut salary.
Correct.
Right?
It was blank, those picks, and eventually their chickens came home to roost.
It didn't have anything to do with him not being able to play, and then he goes to Miami, he gets hurt. But the point is,
but he's got 22 interceptions since 16.
But that's the thing. When he was with the Rams, it was bravado and playmaking. That's what made him become the number one corner in the league. Now, he's not been that for the last 2 years because of injuries, but he's still
only played 10 games for the Dolphins last year.
He's still making that money off the contract that he signed a couple of years ago. So,
but we'll averaged 33% of those games he had an interception.
Mike.
So that's, well, you know, that's more than what we're getting here from our starting quarter.
It's not even that. For me, it's when those interceptions came. There were big moments, Jalen Ramsey, even in their run to the Super Bowl, he made big plays for those guys. Right. So sometimes it's not just the amount. It's also when they come. And you know, we talk about Jesse Bates. Bates had 6 interceptions for us last year. The pick 6 in the Saints game wins the game.
He won you 3 games. 3 games, or maybe 4, you could say, come from Jesse Bates. But we need our corners to also be getting those picks.
All right, guys. Our guest is here. His name's Mike McCarthy, senior reporter at Front Office Sports. Mike, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Everybody's been talking about the NBA media rights because TNT is here in the ATL. A lot of people obviously don't want to see Ernie and Chuck and Charles and Kenny, you know, somewhere else, or even the show not exist anymore. But can you tell us what the latest is with this rights deal? Because we were hearing that TNT had a chance to match. Mm-hmm. Apparently they did, but this thing's not over yet.
The latest, guys, is we are going to overtime. After months and months of negotiations, we're basically almost at square one. The NBA signed deals with incumbent Disney, as well as outsiders, NBC and Prime Video, leaving incumbent TNT out of the mix. However, under the current deal, TNT had the right to match one of those offers, and that's exactly what it did the other day on Monday. So now the ball is in an NBA's court. It can either accept the match from TNT or reject it, and this whole thing might end up in the courtroom.
The thing we've been told now, again, Mike, we don't play litigators. We just pretend to be on the radio, is that Amazon could come with more money and they could move more money up front in the deal. And that's why we thought TNT just had a hard time matching it.
Yeah, there's a report by Bill Simmons that Amazon Prime, which, as we all know, has, you know, a market capitalization of $2 trillion, decided to front-load its offer. In other words, we'll give you 3 years or 4 years in advance right now. TNT, from what I understand, countered that and said, look, we have a letter of credit from a bank that said, you know, we can do the same thing. So right now, you know, there's a chance that, you know, Charles and TNT are still going to be on the air at post 25, but it's not definite yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you're basically putting money in escrow.
Right.
And saying, go ahead and match that. We're talking with Mike McCarthy here on Dukes and Bell, senior reporter for Front Office Sports. Mike, one of the other things we're talking about, because camps are getting ready to start in the NFL, is this 18-game schedule. How is the NFL and the cap going to be affected by that? When, in fact, it happens? We don't know if it's next season. It may be two seasons from now. But, you know, from a financial standpoint, it's not that the NFL can't handle it, but if you're a player, right, you're going to want more with an extra game. And then what does that mean for the media rights deals that the NFL already has?
Well, I mean, if you're a player, you're going to want more, which is why the players in the NBA are greedily looking at their media deal and saying, wow, we're going to triple our media rights, which they are. They're going to go from 24 to 76 billion. So if you're a player in the NFL, you're going to want more, and you deserve more. I mean, if these guys are going to put their bodies on the line for 18 games, I mean, can you imagine to go through that 18 train wrecks a season?
Yeah.
It's insane. So they will get more, and they deserve more. And I tell you, there's one good thing that could come out of this, fellas, is this would push the NFL season back by a week. And we could finally end up having the Super Bowl on that President's Day weekend and getting off the day after the Super Bowl.
I love it. I've said for years, man, let's just run all the way to St. Patrick's Day. Who's with me? By the way, what do we know about Jalen Reed? I've always said it just makes perfect sense. What American's going to be upset with that? And you can actually, and we can move the NBA back so it doesn't compete with the NFL. But that's a whole other discussion. Real quick, Mike, what do we know about Lloyd Howell Jr., Jalen Reeves-Maben, the guys that are running the NFL Players Association? For years, it was Demaurey Smith. So are they going to be amenable, or is this going to get nasty?
I think it's going to get nasty. You know, I mean, I think, you know, the days of labor peace are over. There's too much money out there. There's too many ways to get at that money. They also know that the NFL itself is completely ruthless. The NFL is, you know, geniuses at conjuring up new rights out of thin air. And I'll tell you what the big thing to watch out for now is the NFL is looking at this, at the NBA tripling rights. They have an opt-out after 7 years of their deal.
Wow.
So if you think Roger Goodell and the owners aren't going to take that opt-out and go back to NBC and CBS and everybody and say, look, we want to double what you're paying, you're crazy. That's the next thing.
It is. We're talking with our guy, and here's the deal. With all these media rights deals, you know, this is the thing, guys. Your sport changes. When these deals change, the NBA's change. We just saw the WNBA, and I want to get your take on this, Mike. The WNBA's new deal, $2.2 billion. They're going from $50 million a season to like $200 million a season. Is that all, Caitlin Clark, or is that just, hey, we see the growth here and where this is going?
I think it was just a perfect storm. I think WNBA was due for a huge media rights deal. Their rights were comically low, guys. They were making something like $60 million a year compared to a couple of billion for the NBA. But, you know, then, you know, sometimes timing is everything. Caitlin Clark joins the league in the year where they're negotiating a new 10-year deal. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You know, it's like the sports gods were looking down on them. So it was just a combination of factors. But the bottom line is the WNBA players are going to get paid. The WNBA players are going to be, you know, flying private instead of commercial. The WNBA players might have to go to Russia and get arrested during the offseason, you know, to make a decent wage.
It's an interesting point. One last nugget while we're talking the business of sports with Mike McCarthy. The billion-dollar, the $5 billion NFL lawsuit from the folks with DirecTV and didn't like the way the Sunday ticket was played out. Is the NFL going to fight this forever, or are people actually going to get the payoff in this one?
I think the NFL is going to fight it. From what I understand, the NFL thinks it has a very good case. And as we all know, they have limitless resources. You know, I think the NFL sees this as one of those existential threats. Where, you know what I mean, if they give up on this, you know what I mean, they're going to be, you know, have to give up chunks of their money. The NFL wants to get to $25 billion in revenue in a couple of years. You know, Goodell has said that over and over and over. And settling cases like this is not the way to do it. They got to fight.
They do. We appreciate you jumping on with us, and we enjoy your work, man. Mike McCarthy, thank you so much. Senior reporter at Front Office Sports. Check him out, guys. We'll talk soon, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You got it. And again, we asked the question about Turner because obviously we have, you know, hundreds of friends over.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!